Metu Neter, Volume 6, The Ra Initiation System. Continuing with Chapter 4 on page 44. The ability to know as essence of the self. Knowing cannot take place without consciousness. Therefore, the ability to know must be classified with the self. We must be careful here. In Western thought, the idea of knowledge has been mixed up with the idea of information. This can be easily clarified with the simple observation that a person can be well informed on a subject and not yet know anything about it. The medical profession comes to mind. Doctors are in possession of a great deal of information about health, yet know very little about it. At the end of this book, you will see that the same applies in the field of religion and spirituality. People can give a lot of information about them, yet know very little about themselves. Hence the need to see counselors and psychologists. Now, how does this tie into the self and the spirit? We must keep uppermost in mind that the self, that is, which is conscious and will, and has the ability to know, is devoid of energy and matter and cannot therefore store information. Information is matter transformed into words and images and is therefore a manifestation of the spirit. The spirit is the container of all the data and execution programs for all activities in the universe, but lacks the ability to know, i.e., to be conscious of its content. We will see that the selves, the Godheads, dependence on the spirit for the data and execution programs that are stored in it is the foundation of spirituality and religion. Once the spirit and its programs, angels, were dismissed from religion, the world took to the dark side, the wars and ungodly acts of man against man. Man became alienated from the true source of information, his spirit. The spirit, the not self. We know from our life experience that there is an aspect of our being that acts outside of our will and consciousness. It is the spirit. Western psychology refers to it as the subconscious or the unconscious. Once we go through this book, which gives a thorough mapping and elucidation of this part of being, you will see how impoverished Western psychology and philosophy are. We learned in the preceding sections that the set of activities in our being that do not proceed from our will is an expression of the spirit. Anger and fear and the host of emotions are reflex reactions and therefore not willed. They are manifestations of the spirit. So are your talents, intellect, recalling ability, etc., as you did nothing to acquire or express them. Since you cannot take credit for their origin, they originate from the not-self part of being, your spirit. We can summarize the attributes of the self and the spirit in the following table. And there, the table is just two columns. On the left side, it reads, the self immaterial, devoid of energy matter, consciousness, will, violation, knows but uninformed, initiates activity in the spirit, 100% in control of the spirit. On the right side, it reads, the spirit, material, matter, energy, unconscious, involuntary, reflexive, reactionary, stores data but incapable of knowing, follows and executes the will 100% receptive to the will. The reason for the duality of being. Why is the being of God and man dualized into self and not self? The nature of the spirit holds the key to the answer. Activities in the world and in man's life begin with an act of will that is carried out by the spirit, the Neteru. In executing the will, the spirit limits or structures the part of its being that is in charge of the execution. Now, according to the law of physical world, nothing is permanent. The structure or limitation must be destructed at some point. In order for the ongoing acts of creation, reformation, and destruction that characterize the world to proceed unimpeded, a part of being must remain fully free of structure and limitation. This is the self. Since there is no energy or matter in it, it cannot be limited in any way. The self then is the essence of God's and man's absolute freedom and infinite potential of creativity. Even though the root state of the spirit is unconditioned, hence free to assume any form, once conditioned, it cannot recondition itself. This must come from the outside. Complementary relationship of the self and the spirit. The self is the part of being that is the consciousness and wills, initiates activities, and the spirit is the part of the being that carries out the will. The reason for this division of duties is due to the fact that the self is devoid of matter and is needed in which to store the data and programs to execute the will. The self knows what it wants to manifest but does not know how this will take place. In addition, the self is also devoid of the energy that is needed to execute the intention. On the other hand, the spirit, the body of energy and matter, has stored in it the data on how to carry out the will and the program and energy for executing it. This is why you need to learn everything about your spirit and its faculties, the Neteru. In addition, we must understand that for the same reasons the self cannot store within itself the data that tells it what and who it is, it must retrieve this data from Ra and its Neteru. In the early part of life, the self is informed about itself from the lower parts of the spirit and concludes that it is a human being, some kind of sophisticated animal. From its ability to know, the self will eventually reject this information, seeing the evil that follows from this identity. Through suppressing the behavior from the lower part of the spirit, the self begins to receive information from the higher part of the spirit, which contains the data relating to true nature of the self, its divinity. The information that pertains to the knowledge of self and how to carry out things in the world and all other activities is stored in the faculties of the spirit that the ancient Egyptians referred to as the Neteru and the Western world as angels. They are not messengers. They are the faculties that hold the data on the laws of the spirit, of the physical world, of man's divinity and the programs for the execution of all things in the universe. The greatness of the Kamau was due to their ability to tap into the knowledge stored in the spirit. This is where they intuited their unprecedented knowledge of mathematics, science, spirituality, architecture, medicine, writing, government, and so on. The information for all things that man needs in the world about life and the universe is stored in the Netaru, or angels that reside in the spirit of every man and woman in the world. To suppress the spiritual science of Netarology or Angology is a grievous mistake. Not only does it retard the world scientifically, it does so from the perspective of morality and spirituality. We must note that angelology is the essence of the spiritual tradition. Religions that understood the functions of the spirit taught their followers to cultivate or to worship the faculties of the spirit. Because the faculties of the spirit are many, such religions were branded as polytheistic. On the other hand, the monotheistic religions focus on the worship of the Godhead aspect of God. We will see that many religions that worship the faculties of the spirit erred from the fact that these faculties represent the talents and sources of man's personality and therefore dwell within man. They are to be cultivated, not worshipped. The monotheists fare no better. The attributes of a supreme Godhead represents the attributes of man's self. The practices in monotheistic religions must therefore aim at the cultivation of the divine nature of the self, which is not what the followers of the monotheistic religions are doing. They are, as is well known, fully entrenched in their human identity. The reason for this you have just learned. Monotheism is dismissing the tradition of the Holy Spirit. Threw away the source of the knowledge of God and man's divine nature, which is stored in only holy book that counts, the divine spirit in man and its faculties, the Netaru or angels. As above, so below. In the same manner that the data for all of the functions and characteristics of biological structures are stored in their genes along with the means of execution, so are the data and executive ability for the rest of man's being stored within his spirit. It is coincidence that the storage containers for the programs that govern our physical life are called genes. A word derived from geni or jinn, that is angels. Or are there people who know something and are passing coded messages to each other? Truth is, the tradition of angelology did not disappear. It just went underground due to the representative nature of the Western powers that be. It was taught fully in the open in Egypt and still in many parts of Africa and esoteric Buddhism in India, some parts of China, and so on. Unfortunately, most of them deal with the angels as entities that have a separate existence from man instead of being the faculties of man's spirit. This book will set the score straight and return religion to its rightful place in the world. And here ends the reading of chapter 4.